他常常迷路，可是他以这个到了我一个路标。
So sometimes I'd get lost on a scooter, or I'd be driving and I'd get lost, and I'd be completely lost, but I would look up and I would find the Taipei 101 building.
有时候他在骑那个小的 moped， 小的 scooter， 然后或者有时候开车的时候，他迷路的时候，他就抬头看这个路标，还是挺危险的。
So I want to talk a little bit about New Year's before we get started. Does anyone have a New Year's resolution？
我要讲一讲我们在新的一年我们要做什么。那么我想有没有每一个人都有一个新年的一个新希望？或是要等到农历新年的时候，我们再来立今年的新希望是什么？如果你已经许了新年的新希望，你立志要做什么的，已经做这样事情，你举手。
Good, good. I love to see New Year's resolution, and the reason why is because New Year's resolutions force us to change.
新希望，新年希望就是要让我们来改变。
Maybe there's something in our life that we want to change, and so we make a resolution to do it.
在我们今年当中，我们希望我们的人生有些改变，所以我们立下新的希望，我们立个新志愿，为的是要来改变。
Now, some of us don't like to make resolutions because we haven't done so well in the past, so we say, well, forget that hasn't worked out for us.
有些人呢已经不再立新希望了，因为过去几年从来没有实现过，所以干脆就不立新希望，不立志愿啊。
But if you are thinking about a New Year's resolution, think about some spiritual goals today.
如果你想到新的一年你想要改变你自己，我们来看看我们在我们的属灵生命里面我们怎么样能够来立下一个新的志愿。
With technology, they have some great ways to read your Bible in a year. They have an app on an iTouch or your phone, your Google phone, you can get.
这个我就不太懂了。那他说现在 Google 上面有一个就是有让我们学习怎么样读经的一个方法。
So I can, with my little device, I can punch the application, and up comes my reading for the day.
他说这个 iPhone 上面有一个软件，一个程式，一个应用啊，你可以按一下，你看它可以告诉你今天要读了哪些经文。
And it only takes about 10 or 15 minutes, and it actually talks, and you can read it at the same time.
大概。一天花十到十五分钟来读这段经文，而且他自己会发声音，你可以跟他一起来读。
So that's my little plug for New Year's resolutions.
这是他的新年新希望，他希望也能够借这个帮助他能够来学习读经。
But today we're going to talk about what does it mean to live a Christian life, and what does that look like?
我们今天要来谈活出一个基督徒生命。到底是怎么一回事？然后活出来生命又看又是怎么又别人看又是怎又怎样呢？
We're going to look at the fruits of the Spirit.
我们要来看圣灵所结的果子。
Now we don't have time to go through all the fruits of the Spirit, but if you can look to Galatians chapter 5 verses 22 to 26.
如果可以的话，我们翻开圣经，我们来看加拉太书的第五章第22到26节，在这里面所提到圣灵所结的果子。
Galatians chapter 5 22 to 26.
加拉太书五章22到26节。
But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with his passions and desires. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking, and envying each other.
这里圣经在加拉太书五章22-26节提到圣灵所结的果子就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制，这样的事没有律法禁止。凡属基督耶稣的人是已经把肉体连肉体的邪情私欲同钉在十字架上了。我们若是靠圣灵得生，就当靠圣灵行事，不要贪图虚名，彼此惹气，互相嫉妒。
First, we're going to take a look at love.
首先我们来看第一个果子就是仁爱。
Love is a word that's often misunderstood, especially by the world.
爱，仁爱或爱这个字常常是被人所误会的，而有很多不同的解释。
And the world's love will always fall short of God's love.
我们在世上所谈到的爱，常常是跟我们所在主里面所谈的爱是永远短缺了一些。
Let's take a look at 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 4 to 7.
我们来看在哥林多前书十三章四到七节里面所提到我们都很熟悉的一段经文，是爱的真谛这一段经文。
Is that better? I don't know, it's pretty close. Do you want me to switch?
Okay. 有没有比较清楚一点？
Yeah. It's clear. Okay. All right. I can even talk louder. So, 1 Corinthians 13:4-7. Love is patient, love is kind. Did I just read that?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Sorry. But I believe there's some attributes that the Bible talks about loving that are important for us to follow.
Yeah, you didn't read that.
Oh, I didn't read it, I'm sorry. I didn't think I did. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 4 to 7. Love is patient, love is kind. It does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud, it is not rude, it is not self-seeking, it is not easily angered, it keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails.
在这里讲到爱的真谛，经文这样说：爱是恒久忍耐，又有恩慈。爱是不自夸，不张狂，不做害羞的事，不求自己的益处，不轻易发怒，不计算人的恶，不喜欢不义，只喜欢真理。凡事包容，凡事相信，凡事盼望，凡事忍耐。
Okay. Thank you, sound people.
谢谢。
But I believe sometimes we, as I looked up in the Bible about love, one thing that I found was commitment.
很多时候我们在圣经里面来找这个爱这个字，后来我们发现的是什么？是一个承诺，就是跟承诺这个字。
This is something that's definitely lacking in our society today.
这当今我们生活的社会里面最缺乏的就是承诺。
A lot of people get nervous when the cell phone companies give them a two-year contract.
有些人会感到很紧张，每次当这些手机电话公司他们每次要我们签两年的合约，说我要跟 AT&T 或者跟这些公司的时候会很紧张，因为必须要许下这样的一个承诺。
They feel nervous, I'm going to be tied down.
我很紧张，因为我就要必须做两年的承诺给这个电话公司。
And this is for only 2 years.
这只有两年而已。
There's many ways that we can go about love, and one of the most important ways is commitment. I just celebrated my 16th anniversary last week.
我们有很多方法来表示我们的爱，其实都是在一个承诺当中。Pastor Smith, Pastor Cummins, 在上个礼拜才过他第16年结婚16周年的纪念日。
So I haven't hit that 20-year milestone yet.
我还没有20年的这个结婚纪念。
But I am so thankful that I have a godly woman, who sacrifices herself to me and the children and to others.
但是 Pastor Cummins 很感谢神，让他神为他预备了一个很属灵的一位姐妹成为他的配偶，能够牺牲他自己为了他，为了先生。为了他的孩子，为了这个家庭。
But even if you're not married, we're all in relationships. Relationships with our parents, our siblings, people around us.
可是如果你还没有结婚的话，你还是跟很多人有不同的关系。比方说，你跟你的父母，跟你的兄弟姐妹，还有你在学校，你有同学，你在公司有同事。
And I believe our love relationship with Christ will be a reflection of how we love other people.
可是我相信我们跟神之间的关系，如果建立了好的关系，也相对会影响到我们跟我们周边刚刚所提到的这些关系。
Last night we had a youth meeting, and I asked the youth, what do you think is the toughest part of being a Christian?
昨天晚上 Pastor Thomas 跟这些青少年在他们聚会的时候，他问这些青少年说，你在你的生命当中，你觉得最困难的是什么事情？
One person said prayer.
第一个回答是说祷告。
And I said the toughest thing about being a Christian is living it out in this world.
Steve 就告诉这些小朋友说，其实对我来讲最困难的事情就是活在这个世界上怎么样去爱人。
One of the best ways that we can love is loving Christ and also loving ourselves, and then we can love others.
我们怎么样来爱，来学习爱，就是首先我们必须爱我们的爱我们的神，然后我们能够爱我们自己，然后进而我们能够爱我们周边的人。
See, if we call out to the Lord, He enables us to love those that are unlovable.
神呼召了我们，他能够让我们去爱那些我们不喜悦、不爱的人。
I remember some different boys in my school, in middle school and high school, that were really kind of strange. They were a little bit weird.
我记得我在高中的时候，有些同学很奇怪，很难相处的。
And I remember thinking, you know, God wants me to love those kind of folks.
我一直记得神要我去爱他们这些我在高中这些很奇怪的人。
And one of the funny things is those kind of people are the most loyal friends you'll ever have.
可是很奇怪的，这些很奇怪的这些朋友呢，他们往往是友情当中是最忠实的、最忠心的啊，就是说你交了以后，他就不会背叛你那种。
The popular people are so busy with their other friends, they don't have time for you.
一般很受欢迎的朋友呢，他们其实有很多朋友，他们有时候不太理你的。
But I believe that God enables us to love. And the next thing I want to talk about is joy.
第二个圣灵所结的果子就是喜乐。
I want to give you a definition of joy.Joy is an evidence of the presence of God in your life.
喜乐在圣经里面的，喜乐的定义就是说，当我们神与我们同在的时候，所显出来的这个就是一个喜乐。
See, if God is in your life, you will be able to experience joy because you will see God's presence all around you.
当主耶稣基督在你的生命当中的时候，你应该可以感受到那个从心里面出来的喜悦，因为神是与你同在的。
Joy and happiness are very different things.
喜乐跟幸福快乐是很不一样的两个东西。
In the Bible, it mentions joy 330 times.
在圣经里面提到喜乐这个词有330次。
It mentions happiness 26 times.
可是提到快乐或幸福这个词只有26次。
See, happiness depends on what happens to you.
幸福快乐是决定于你周遭发生的事情。
And happiness is kind of a fickle thing. We're up and we're down and we're up and we're down. It never gives us what we need.
我们所谓的快乐幸福是跟着我们周遭所发生的事情，让我们情绪，我们有时候快乐增加或快乐减少，快乐增加或快乐减少，所以受到环境的影响。
And I believe the world is looking for joy, but they're going after happiness.
可是世界上的人寻求的是一个内心的喜乐，可是常常所得到的，他们后来所得到只是一种幸福跟快乐的感觉。
And the world will never come close to it. Let's look at 2 Corinthians chapter 8 verses 1 to 5.
在哥林多后书八章一到五节就讲到说，很多追求这样，世上追求这样，最后他们找到的并不是真正的喜乐。在哥林多后书八章一到五节。
And now, brothers, we want you to know about the grace that God has given the Macedonian churches. Out of the most severe trial, their overflowing joy and their extreme poverty welled up in rich generosity. For I testify that they gave as much as they were able, beyond their ability. They gave themselves first to the Lord, and then to us in keeping with God's will.
第八章第一节，弟兄们，我把神赐给马其顿众教会的恩告诉你们，就是他们在患难中受大试炼的时候，仍有满足的快乐，在极穷之间还格外显出他们乐捐的厚恩。我可以证明他们是按着力量，而且也过了力量，自己甘心乐意的捐助，再三的求我们准他们在这供给圣徒的恩情上有份，并且他们所做的不但照我们所想望的，更照神的旨意，先将自己献给主，又归附了我们。
So how did the Macedonian church receive joy? It was from giving.
马其顿教会怎么样能够来领受到这样的喜乐呢？是因为他们给予。
But see, they went much further than that. They gave beyond what they were able.
他们不光给予，他们给的是比超出他们能力范围之外的。
They gave what we call 110%.
他们给的是我们所谓100%之上到110%，就是110%。
The youth are starting to do work in our community in Ann Arbor.
我们教会的青少年开始在我们州在安城这附近的社区开始做一些服务的工作。
One of the things I noticed with the teens is while they were working and when they come back to the church, that they are so excited, they're happy.
Steve 牧师察觉到，当这些青少年他们到外面工作回来之后，他们心里面脸上浮出的是很多的喜乐在他们的脸上。
See, they get to experience joy through giving. They're making a difference in other people's lives.
这些青少年借着所给予这个社区的服务，能够得到很多从心里面出来的喜乐。
As I was writing this sermon, I received joy in a special way.
当 Steve 在写这个讲章的时候，他心里面蛮有喜乐。
I was upstairs on my computer, and I could hear singing downstairs.
我在楼上写这个讲稿的时候，讲章的时候，我听楼下有很美的声音，唱出一个诗歌来。
And my daughter Oliviana was playing the guitar to Amazing Grace and teaching little Levi, my five-year-old.
我的比较大的女儿Oliviana 她在弹吉他，然后教她那个小的弟弟 Levi 唱这个奇异恩典这首诗歌。
And that gave me joy from the Lord.
这样的诗歌给我的喜乐。
Next we're going to look at peace, and if you can turn to Philippians chapter 4 verses 4 to 7.
接下来我们来看和平。如果可以的话，请你翻开圣经，在腓立比书第四章四到七节。
Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again. Rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your mind in Christ Jesus.
你们要靠主常常喜乐，我再说你们要喜乐，当叫众人知道你们谦让的心，主已经尽了，应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神。
And if you can turn to me with me to Proverbs chapter 14, verse 30.
如果你可以打开圣经到箴言书第十四章三十节。
A heart at peace gives life to the body, but envy rots the bones.
中文圣经这么说，心中安静是肉体的生命，嫉妒是骨中的朽烂。
Many times we might think of peace connected to military action.
我们常常讲到和平的时候，总是跟军事连结在一起，因为好像战争才有和平。
And many times I'm so thankful for my grandfather who is almost 90 years old who fought in World War II.
有时候我为到我的祖父感到非常的感恩，因为他今年已经九十岁，他曾经参与在第一次世界大战。
To help protect America.
来帮助来保护美国这个国家。
Sometimes the world thinks of peace as someone sitting, humming, meditating with their legs crossed.
有时候我们讲到和平是想象到一个人坐在那里在他的内心里面很安静的很沉默很平和的。
But the
然后是两个腿是盘在一起很舒服的感觉。
But the peace that I want to talk about is better than that. It's better than military, and it's better than a meditation that the world could give. And that is, it only comes through the Spirit of our Lord Jesus Christ.
今天我们要谈到的和平并不是战争的和平，也不是那个人坐在那边很平和，在思考很心里很平静，而是我们讲到是从神而来属灵的一个和平。
I remember it was 20 years ago. It was my senior year of high school, and I had to give a speech. I was the president of my class, and I had to give a speech, and I was so nervous.
记得二十年前，我还在高中的时候，我高中毕业典礼，我必须要给一个演说，毕业生的演说，当时非常的紧张。
And I remember asking the Holy Spirit to give me the words to say and give me peace, as I was very uncomfortable with public speaking.
我记得我当时我跟神祷告，求神给我话语，让我心里面有平安，让我能够将神要我讲的话，能够在这个演说里面讲出来。
And I remember that the Lord gave me a peace and a calm that could only come from the Lord.
那我记得很清楚，神当时就给我了很平安，给我很安静、平静的心，让我能够上台把要说的话能够说很清楚。
I can't say the talk was very good, but at least I was calm.
我不能把握说我说的是很好，可是我很确定是我心里非常的平安。
See, when you're a believer and you have the Holy Spirit living within you, you have the power within you to be at peace and calm.
当我们相信主耶稣，当神在我们里面的时候，我们心里面应该是有平安。这个平安就是一个力量，能够让我们安定我们自己。
There can be sickness, there can be turmoil, there can be all kinds of terrible things around us, but we have the power within us to have peace.
我们有可能所面临的环境是我们生病，或是有很多在工作上不顺心，我们的周遭很多环境是很困难的。可是，当我们在神里面的时候，神给我们的力量，让我们能够安定在天，让我们能够有平安在里面。
And it doesn't mean that life is painless, but our Lord and our Savior is there to give us peace when we need it.
这并不表示说我们的生命当中没有痛苦。可是神能够借着他自己给我们力量，在这样的情况当中，我们能够有平安在我们里面。
To me, this is one of the phenomenal benefits we have as being a Christian.
对我来讲，这是一个非常极大的一个恩典跟一个好处。当我们是成为一个基督徒的时候。
Next, we're going to look at faithfulness.
接下来我们要谈到另外一个果子是信实。
And I want to look at the dictionary definition.
我们从字典来看这个字是怎么样来定义的。
And it says to follow through with a commitment regardless of difficulty.
这个字信实它的字典里面的定义是什么？就是说让我们能够来实现我们的承诺，无论在任何的困难跟境况当中。
See, that commitment comes in there again.
我们刚刚有提到承诺，现在又再出现一次。
And many times there's many places that we can show faithfulness through commitment in our own lives.
在我们的生命当中，有很多时候我们可以借着信实来表现出我们对我们的承诺的态度。
We can do it in our marriages.
我们在我们的婚姻当中就是这样的一回事。
We can do it with how we love our children.
我们在跟孩子之间的互动，我们怎么爱他，也可以借着信实来表现出来。
I think one way we can do it is the way that we show love toward one another in this church.
另外一个方式就是在教会里面，我们怎么样来彼此相爱，也可以让我们来看出信实这个果子。
We need to make sure that our words have love and commitment and faithfulness in the way that we speak to one another.
我们要让这个世界能够看到 我们在彼此当中有爱，借着我们彼此间的信实还有我们的承诺。
We need to think, is this the words that Jesus would want us to use toward other people?
我们要知道信实这个字是神要我们活在我们的生命当中的。
Let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 4 verses 1 to 2.
我们来看哥林多前书四章一到二节。
So then men ought to regard us as servants of Christ and of those entrusted with the secret things of God. Now it is required that those who have been given a trust must prove faithful.
人应当以我们 为基督的执事，为神奥秘事的管家，所求于管家的是要他有忠心。
Revelation 2:15 speaks of being faithful in witnessing.
在启示录第十七章第十四节也这样讲到。
And I know this church takes part in the EE, and we're now having an XEE program for the youth on how to witness to people in the world and friends and other people.
我们教会已经有十几年时间来做这个三福的工作，那么最近青少年也开始来实施这样的三福的传福音的工作。
Romans 12:12 states, "Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer."
在罗马书十二章第十二节这样提到，在指望中要喜乐，在患难中要忍耐，祷告要恒切。
Revelation 17:14 says, "We are to be faithful in following the Lord."
在启示录十七章十四节刚提到，他这么说：他们与羔羊征战。羔羊必胜过他们，因为羔羊是万主之主，万王之王，同着羔羊的就是蒙召被选有忠心的，也必得胜。
Next, we're going to take a look at gentleness.
接下来我们要看到温柔。
And we're going to take a look at how the Greek language looked at this word, gentleness.
希腊文里面怎么样来定义温柔这个字呢？
When the Greeks developed a word, they gave it very careful the definition.
在希腊文里面来定义这个字的时候，他们给予的是一个非常非常小心的一个定义。
And they often illustrated it with a word picture.
他们常常用一个好像一个图画来解释这个字。
And the definition they have is power under control.
在希腊文的定义，这个温柔这个字是什么意思？就是说，这个权势有一个很大的权势，权势是在控制当中，是有被在控制里面。
And they illustrated it with a horse.
这个画面呢，就像一匹很好的马
，that needed to be tamed，
已经被驯服的一匹非常好的马。
Did anyone see the movie The Horse Whisperer？
谁看过这个电影？A horse whisper, 那个马的什么呼吸。
Well, if you saw this movie, he got this wild horse to be tame.
在如果你看到这个电影里面有一只马是一只非常好的马，可是非常难去驯服，非常难去降服。
And to me, that illustrates power under control.
那么这个图画就是好像让我们能够了解温柔是什么，就是一个很大一个很有能力的，可是是在受控的一个状况之下。
Another word picture to think about is water under control, like water rushing through a dam.
另外一个让我们来了解温柔是什么，就像你想象一个很大的一个洪水啊，我们怎么样看这个水？如果这个水是拿来经过一个水库，来经过水库里面的这个发电机的话，它可以生很多的电，可以来造福人群。
See, a water under a dam can be used to generate electricity for a city.
就是水如果在水库能够被用来发电呢，可以发的电可以来提供给一个市、一个城市来使用。
But water under out of control can flood and destroy everything in its path.
可是如果水没有被大水没有被控制，就像一个洪水从山上下来的话，它也可能可以毁灭到所有水要流过的地方，包括这个城市。
Disease out of control can devastate the body and kill many victims.
很多的流行病，一些 病如果没有控制好的话，它会变成流传，变成一种瘟疫，能够就会造成很多人因为这样的瘟疫而死亡。
But see, a disease under control can produce vaccination and save thousands, hundreds of thousands of people.
如果一个病能够很有效的控制，就能够做出很多的疫苗来，可以打在我们身上，可以让我们的预防将来不会得这样的病。这样的情况就是受到控制的一种病。
So when you think of gentleness, think about power under control.
所以当你想到温柔的时候，你想到就是一个权势是受控的，是受到控制的。
Anger under control.
就像我们生气的时候，我们有控制它。
And our emotions under control.
当我们有很感性的时候，我们也受控，在神的里面受控，那这就是一种温柔。
Next, we're going to talk about gentleness, and Jesus is one of our best examples of gentleness.
当讲到温柔的时候，还是蛮抽象，所以在这里我们提到三个例子给大家当做一个参考。
I want to share about three different events where we see Jesus being gentle.
在圣经里面有提到有三次耶稣表现出他的温柔来。
And you guys know these stories. The fourth chapter of the Gospel of John, we see the woman at the well.
在约翰福音第四章里面有讲到一个故事，我想大家都很清楚，就是讲到撒玛利亚妇人在井边打水的这个故事。
And in the verse 7,A Samaritan woman came to draw water. Jesus said to her, "Will you give me a drink?"
在第四章七节里面提到说，当这个撒玛利亚妇人到井边来打水的时候，耶稣看到她，跟她要水喝。
Now at the time, the disciples were off buying food.
在那个时候，耶稣的所有门徒是进到城里面去买食物吃，所以只有耶稣单单在那边。
The Samaritan woman said, "You are a Jew, and I am a Samaritan woman. How can you ask me for a drink?"
撒玛利亚妇人对耶稣说，你既是犹太人，怎么向我一个撒玛利亚妇人要水喝呢？
See, Jews did not associate with Samaritans.
因为犹太人和撒玛利亚人是从来不没有来往的。
And also, at that time, men did not, especially Jewish men, did not speak to Samaritan women.
而在当时的文化背景当中，男人是不跟女人讲话，更何况是跟撒玛利亚这个族群的女人来讲话。
And if Jesus had been a normal Jewish man, he would not have spoken to her.
如果耶稣本身他是一个很正常的一个犹太的男人，他不应该会跟撒玛利亚的妇人来讲话的。
But Jesus is very deliberate about breaking down barriers.
但主耶稣基督在那个时候很蓄意的 很刻意的，就是为了要把他跟这个撒玛利亚妇人当中的一个隔阂能够拿掉，所以他主动跟他讲话。
Jesus has a lot of patience with her and talks to her with kindness and with love.
主耶稣基督当时是非常有耐心的，而且很善意的，用爱的方式来跟他讲话。
The woman had been married 5 times and the man she was with, she was not married to.
就我们都知道这位妇人结过5次婚，而且当时她跟她住在一起同居的这个男伴并不是她的先生。
But see, Jesus didn't see only those things. He saw a very thirsty woman.
但主耶稣基督当时看到并不是她的过去，而是看到当时这位撒玛利亚妇人有一颗很渴慕主耶稣基督的心。
And see, Jesus had the water that she needed, living water.
所以主耶稣就将这个所谓的活水能够来给这个妇人。
And he offers her that living water that won't just last for that moment, but it'll last for her entire life as well as into eternity.
主耶稣所给的是一个生命永活的水。给这位妇人不是当时能够帮她解除她心里面饥渴的问题，而是一辈子永远的一个能够帮她解渴的问题。
I want to move to another story, not too far from there, in the Gospel of John, the 8th chapter, about a woman who was caught in the act of adultery.
另外在约翰福音第八章里面也提到另外一个妇人，这个妇人就更麻烦了，她是在行淫的时候被抓到。
She was actually caught in the act of adultery, and Jesus could have condemned her.
她是在行淫的当时被抓到，所以主耶稣基督大可以在那个时候来谴责，来跟她定罪。
She deserved condemnation, but he realized that she also deserved something much greater.
这个妇人其实是她是可以被定罪的，她可以被谴责的，她可以被处罚的。可是神主耶稣选择的给她的是另外一个。
He has compassion on her.
主耶稣基督对她有很多的给她很多的恩典。
If you remember, Jesus draws in the sand.
如果你记得那段经文，耶稣当很多在旁边的犹太人文士在问耶稣要怎么办的时候，耶稣蹲下来在地上，在沙子上画写字。
And he shames her accusers.
他最后主耶稣基督把这些在控告这个女人的这些妇人的这些人，最后都让他们觉得非常的惭愧。
And he says, "Neither do I condemn you."
主耶稣基督对这些众人说，我也不谴责你们。
Go your way and sin no more.
他就跟这个妇人说，离开吧，以后不要再犯罪了。
So he didn't say that the sin that she was part of was okay, but he loved her and he had compassion on her.
主耶稣并没有说你犯的罪是对的，可是主耶稣对他是有恩典，能够接受他来告诉他将来不要再犯罪了。
And he also knows that her life is destroying herself, and he says to her, "Go and sin no more."
所以主耶稣跟他说，你离开吧，以后不要再犯罪了。
There's another story, the story of Zacchaeus in Luke chapter 19.
另外在路加福音第十九章里面讲到另外一位人物，就是这个税吏撒该，如果大家记得他的话。
And if you had gone through the Sunday school program as a child here, you would probably sing the song about Zacchaeus climbing the tree, little Zacchaeus.
如果你在儿童主日学上过主日学的话，你还记得唱一首歌，就是一个矮小的撒该在爬树要去看耶稣的那个故事。
The wee little man was he.
这个小人就是他，在爬树的那个。我不知道这首歌。
See, Zacchaeus got his self-esteem by stealing money, by taking money from other people. He extorted money from rich people, and he got away with it.
那个撒该，如果你记得在圣经里面提到，他是一个会剥削一些富人的钱，因为他是个税吏。所以他常在这个当中，他得到很多的好处，也得到很多的快乐啊。
And Jesus looks up at him and says, "Zacchaeus, come down. I am coming to your house today."
撒该爬到树上看耶稣的时候，耶稣第一个看到他说，撒该下来，我今天要到你家去，我要住在你家里。
And soon we see a change, Zacchaeus, and we hear Jesus saying, "Today salvation has come to your house."
当主耶稣基督叫他从树上下来说我要住到你家的时候，我们看到撒该有一个很大的改变，他就欢欢喜喜的接纳了耶稣。
And I hope we would treat people like this, a dishonest businessman, a moral woman, a woman caught in adultery, that we would have compassion and love for those folks.
刚刚我们提到三个例子，也是我们在平常生活里面常常也会碰到的，有一些不诚实的生意人，还有不道德、不伦理的人，有可能是男或女的，还有我们刚刚提到这一位撒玛利亚妇人，有好几个先生，好几个男人。如果我们在我们周遭碰到这些人的时候，我们怎么样来面对他们呢？
I believe the word of God and that expression of gentleness that Jesus carried out, he would want us to be much like him.
我希望我们今天在这边学习的温柔跟三个例子也能够帮助我们在生活当中当我们面对这周遭一些类似的人的时候我们怎么样来接纳他们
But see, Jesus had a very different motivation with these people.
主耶稣基督有非常当面对 这些人的时候他的动机是非常不一样的
He didn't come to judge.
他并不是来评断来论断他们
He came to restore.
他是来为了是要恢复要修复他们
He came to save.
他来要拯救他们
And of course you know John chapter 3 verse 16 For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have eternal life
我们知道约翰福音三章十六节说神爱世人甚至将他的独生子赐给他们叫一些信他的不至灭亡反得永生
In verse 17 is equally important. It says, God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. And we must never forget that the whole reason Jesus came was to seek and save the lost.
在第十七节三章十七节讲的更重要是说神差他的独生爱子来到世上并不是是要来谴责这个世界，而是为了要来拯救这个世界。
So how do we use it in a practical way?
我们怎么样来将这样的应用在我们的生活当中呢
？Galatians 6:1 says, "Brothers, if someone is caught in a sin, a person is caught and wrapped up in sin. We need to restore those folks."
在加拉太书六章一节说到，弟兄啊，如果有人在罪里面。我们就要帮助他从罪里面出来，来恢复，来修复他。
Those who are spiritual, those who have the Holy Spirit within them, need to restore them gently.
这里面所提到说，那些在属灵里面的人，也就是说，这些我们里面有被圣灵所充满的人，应该要来帮助这些在罪中的弟兄或姐妹，能够恢复，能够在当中被修，在神里面被修复。
And many times outside of those walls of our church, there's adulterers and drug addicts and cheats and liars.
很多时候在我们教会或是在教会里面，也都是有刚刚我们讲到这些罪性，比方说有些人用毒品，有些人犯奸淫罪等等。
And what did Jesus do?In those circumstances with those people.
主耶稣怎么做呢？当他面对这些事情的时候
，He was gentle.
他是很温柔的。
And we're called to be gentle, and we need to be careful not to tear down people.
我们也需要像主耶稣一样的温柔，不是去撕裂这些人。
We need to pick them up and hold them and restore them gently.
我们应该过去拥抱他们，把他们抱起来，用温柔来恢复他们。
We need to show them repentance and the way back home.
我们应该告诉他怎么样悔改，以至于能够回到神的里面。
And why do we need to do that?
我们为什么要这样做呢
？Because people belong to the Lord.
因为人是属于神的。
I want to share a story about a man named.Jim Cimbala.
有一个牧师叫做 Jim Cimbala.
And he preaches in the slums of New York. And he tells about a story one Easter Sunday.
他是一个在纽约贫民窟里面一个教会的一个牧师。有一天他在复活节的时候他在那边讲了一个道。
One Sunday he was very tired. He had had a long day and pulled down his tie and sat down and was trying to just relax.
那是一个很长的一天。当他讲完道之后，他非常的疲惫，他就走到讲台的旁边，把他的领带拉松，坐在旁边，觉得非常的非常的疲惫。
It was a wonderful service, and many people came forward that Sunday.
那是一个非常好的聚会。那么很多的弟兄姐妹来到神的面前领受神的话语。
Many counselors were talking to these different folks.
在会后呢，教会的很多的领袖或是辅导，有机会就跟很多刚信主的弟兄姐妹有很多的沟通。
And as he was sitting there, he saw in the middle aisle, in the third row, was a man who looked around 50 years old.
可是当他坐在讲台旁边很疲惫的时候，他头一转过来，看到坐在中间第三排有一个男的，看起来像五十岁的样子。
And he saw a person that looked very dirty.
他看到那个人呢是非常散乱的，他的仪容非常散乱，而且很肮脏的。
He kind of looked at them kind of nervously.
他看到那个男的，他就非常紧张。
The man kind of looked at him and looked at he wanted to talk to that pastor.
那个男的就看着这个牧师，就跟他说：“我可不可以？我想跟你说话。”
And at that church, they have a lot of homeless people.
在那个教会，我们知道是在贫民窟里面，所以有很多是无家可归的游民。
And many times they're looking for money or whatever.
最常看到就是他们到教会来为的就是要钱。
And he says, his words say, I said to myself, though I am ashamed of it, at the end of the Sunday, I just had a good time preaching and ministering, and he probably just wants some money for wine.
所以当这个牧师看到他的时候，他就觉得，哎呀，我今天已经给了一个很好的信息，我已经做得很够了，这个人大概来找我就是要一点钱或是要一些酒喝。
The man walked down the aisle and was about 5 feet from him, and he smelled this horrible smell.
这个男的就往他走过来，当他走到接近他在五尺的距离，差不多一米多一点，一米五左右的时候，他闻到这个人身上很臭的味道。
And the smell just got worse and worse as he got closer and closer.
当这个人走越来越近的时候，这味道越来越重，他就越来越难过。
It was the worst smell that Jim had ever experienced, and he would actually pull his head to the side to take a breath in between talking with him.
他因为那个味道很难闻，他甚至跟他讲话都必须要讲完话马上转头，后面吸个新鲜空气再回来继续跟他讲，因为直接对着他讲是非常难受的。
And he asked him his name, and his name was David.
他问了这个人你叫什么名字，这个人说我叫大卫。
He asked him how long he had been on the street.
牧师问这个人说你当游民多久了，他说我六年的时间了。
And how old he was.
问他说你几岁，他说我三十二岁。
He was, he'd been on the streets for 6 years and he was 32 years old, sorry. My fault.
Say that again, sorry.
He'd been on the street for 6 years and he was 32 years old.
He
asked David, where did you sleep last night? And he said, an abandoned truck.
而且还有一点我刚刚没，就是他其实牙齿都没有了。所以这个牧师问他说，你昨天晚上睡在哪里？他说，我睡在一个废弃的一个卡车的上面。
And he kept money in his back pocket, Jim did. So he went to feel for his money pocket, or his money clip.
这牧师当时的一个直觉就是到他后面口袋，准备把他的一个皮夹拿出来，里面有一些现钞，他想准备给这个 David 这个大卫这个人。
He wanted to send him off to one of the volunteers, but they were all busy, and usually they didn't just give money to the homeless; they would take them to get something to eat.
这牧师很想当时就把他交给一个教会的一个辅导或是一个。自愿来帮助这些游民的人，让他们去处理他。很多时候，他们其实就是不给他钱，而他带他到外面买东西给他们吃。
So he gets his money out, and David says, "I don't want your money."
当他把皮夹拿出来，把钱掏出来的时候，大卫第一个举动就是把手举出来说：“我不要你的钱。”
He says, "I want your Jesus, because I'm not going to make it on the streets."
他跟这个牧师说，大卫跟这个牧师说，我不要你的钱，我要的是主耶稣基督，因为我知道当我再次回到街上的时候，我可能活不了，我可能过不了今天，我可能会死在这个路上。
I'm going to die on the street.
我可能会死在这个 街道上。
At that moment he forgot all about David and he started to weep for himself.
当时这个牧师他忽然间脑子整片空白，他也忘了大卫是谁，他开始很深的哭泣。
And he said, I was going to give someone a couple of dollars who was seeking out God.
我原来想我只要给两块钱或几块钱给这个人，我可以把这个人打发走。
And he could make the excuse that he was tired, but he had no excuse.
他可以给自己千百万个理由说我已经很累了，可是在这个时候他连一个理由都没有。
See, the problem, he wasn't seeing David for who he was, a person that God had sent him.
因为这个牧师他后来知道他看到的这个大卫其实神是他原来想对待大卫的方式并不是神原来要他去对待大卫的一个方式。
He was not feeling what God would have him feel.
这个牧师并没有感受到神的感受。
But he says, but oh, did that change? And David just stood there.
可是
Jeff said that.
对，可是那个牧师就发现事实上 是不一样的，因为大卫站在他的前面。
He didn't know what was happening to him, and he pleaded with God, "God, forgive me."
他临时领悟过来，他就跟神说：“主啊，求你原谅我。
”Forgive me, I'm so sorry to represent you this way. I'm so sorry.
我很对不起，因为我并没有将主所要我带出来的方式，我怎么样来代表神来处理这件事情？他非常的非常的自责。
And something came over him, something sudden that he didn't expect.
可是，在当时，好像一个力量就临到他的身上来，让他察觉到这件事情。
And he started to weep. Jim started to weep heavy.
他就哭的，这个牧师当时就哭的就越厉害，越来越深。
And David began to weep.
大卫也开始哭了，两个人就一起哭。
And David fell against his chest as he was sitting there.
就在这个时候，大卫就把他的头靠到他的肩膀上，两个人一起哭，在那边一起哭。
He fell against Jim's white shirt and tie, and he put his arms around him.
这个大卫就把头靠在他的白衬衫上面，跟他领带上面。可是这个牧师就把手围过去抱着他，两个在那边哭泣。
And there they wept on each other.
他们彼此在那边哭泣。
And the smell of this person became a beautiful aroma.
就在那个时候，大卫的臭，那个很臭的味道，成为一个很香的一个味道，在这个牧师的鼻子当中。
And this is what became real.To Jim, is that if you don't love the smell, you can't use me.
这其实就是神在我们生命当中很多时候给我们的挑战，也就是借着这样的一个味道，让我们来学习怎么样能够温柔，我们怎么样能够来接纳。
See, if we allow the Spirit, the fruits of the Spirit, to work in our lives, it will change us. We'll become new people.
如果我们能够愿意让圣灵到我们的生命当中来改变我们自己，我们会成为一个新造的人。
We'll become less fickle and less vulnerable to discouragement and temptation.
我们就能够对于一些试探跟外来的一些discouragement 就是诱惑就能够更有能力来处理。
And as we become filled with the Spirit, others will find us to be reliable and trustworthy, as well as will have staying power.
当我们能够被圣灵来充满，能够结出这样属灵的果子来的时候，我们周遭的人就能够更来相信我们，来信任我们，知道我们是可信的人。
Through the good times or the bad.
不管是在好或不好的境况之下， 我们都能够来面对。
And this will be a faithfulness that the world has no idea about.
这是一个信实在这个当今世界里面所没有办法理解的。
And as we haven't covered all the fruits of the Spirit, I think you understand a little bit about how Jesus would have us to live out those fruits of the Spirit.
当我们今天提到这几个属灵圣灵所结的果子的时候，我们能够更清楚知道神要我们在2011年活出怎么样一个属基督，像一个基督徒的生活。
He would have us live it out in love, joy, peace, and gentleness.
他要我们活出爱、喜乐、和平、温柔、信实。
Will you bow your heads with me?
我们一起低头，我们来祷告。
Dear Lord Jesus,